Hey John, how's it going?
Oh, hey Griff, how's it going?
Great. Hey listener or listeners.
Listeners.
How's it going?
We're assuming there's plural.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we're talking right now to, I doubt people would be listening to this in a group. So I'm talking directly into your brain. Hey, so this is the internet radio show known as Boss Barrel Radio.
Do not adjust your set.
Do not adjust your brain. This is Griff. I'm joined by John.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, hi. Yeah, so episode 11 for the week of October 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just John and I today. Or wait. Hey, Ryan.
Who the boss?
It's all Ryan will be saying tonight.
Who the boss? Oh, you're right over here now, Ryan.
Every direction.
Who the boss?
If you're listening to this in stereo, I'm sure it sounds crazy. Ryan's just running around the room like a ridiculous person.
Yeah, man.
Do we even record in stereo?
What? No, mono. No.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's better that
way.
We need
to work on that.
Nah, I don't like stereo, because then I don't like having one person talk to me in one ear and then the other one in the other ear.
Really?
No.
I feel like that's how everybody talks to me all day long.
I just don't care
this
for that.
This ear, that ear.
Because then if I have my headphones in and I take one headphone out, then I'm missing half the conversation.
That's
so
fair.
I can listen to it all if it's in mono.
Kind of like when you listen to people talk on their cell phones without them knowing about it.
Yeah, I don't use the double-ended cell phone when I'm talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Just one ear is covered, yeah. It's yep.
Yep.
So man, how's it going?
Oh, it's going.
That's great.
It's going.
You playing some games at all?
I've played a couple. I made the effort to get some things under my belt before the show so that I had something to say aside from just like the games is cool.
So I think I know why I'm peaking more.
Oh yeah.
Because I don't have this beard to muffle the sound.
Oh, that could be.
That's probably exactly why.
Yeah. Griff has a normal, like, just audio buffer.
Yeah.
Just keeps everything.
I just have a pop screen on at all times.
Yeah.
And now it's gone. So.
Keeps everything in.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Anyway, you've been playing some games, and you're talking about playing them games and making profits from games.
I'm trying to think if there was anything outside of what I'd played recently that I want to talk about.
What do you got? Just right off. What do you want to talk about right now?
Right off the cuff.
Tell me a game, John. What do you
play? All right, I played about an hour of Castlevania Lords of Shadow.
Lords of Shadow.
Yeah.
How was it? Featuring Patrick Stewart.
Featuring Patrick Stewart and a hell of a lot of Patrick Stewart. Classically trained Patrick Stewart.
Jean-Luc Picard.
He narrates the whole thing.
Ooh.
And every time you go into a new chapter, the game during its loading screen has Patrick Stewart like reading an article, like every time you go into a new chapter of a comic book, it has like that little prologue before the chapter.
Okay. Like, so he's meanwhile,
yeah, or meanwhile, or he's like, we'll go into like what Gabriel is thinking or during his travels, like things that are like, you know, offside stuff, like color commentary kind of things.
That's cool.
Which is kind of cool.
Is it just his voice reading it, or does it cut to like a Heavy Rain style Patrick Stewart head that's like just talking like Max Headstrom?
No, the entire thing, and this is why I was saying that this game is like books on tape, is because the entire game is presented to you as if you were reading a book.
Oh.
And so every time you pause the game, it pans back and you see like the art, like it does this like pencilized still shot of where you paused it, and it pulls back like that's the image on that page of the book.
Okay.
And then it has all of its menu stuff in there, which is kind of cool.
That's neat.
And then like anytime it's a loading screen, you know, you'll hear Patrick Stewart talking and one of the borders on the book is extending and that's your loading bar. And then as he's reading, you can follow along with him on that page. And usually the context on the page is longer than the loading is.
Is
so,
there a bouncing phaser?
No.
To follow along with his reading?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not really.
So what's the game like?
The gameplay, do you want gameplay or do you want art style or what do you like?
Well, like how does the game feel to play? Is it like...
It is
Can you draw any comparisons?
Less God of War, more Dante's Inferno. And I don't know if that's a good thing or
not. That would be a bad thing.
Yeah, that would be a bad thing in my opinion. But I will say this to its credit so far, is it has a better leveling system and just a combat system than Dante's Inferno.
So you're like picking your path through good and evil action sort of thing?
Or I haven't reached any of that kind of stuff yet.
I mean, like your talent tree?
Yeah, sort of. What it's like is you've got all of these different skills. Like you've got like special abilities and weapons and all that kind of stuff that you can use your experience points to use those to level up your abilities or get new abilities and just all kinds of crazy stuff that you can just add on to. The only reason that I would say this is more like Dante's Inferno and less like God of War is because God of War is so fast paced and it's hacky slashy, mm-hmm. whereas Dante's Inferno is like, I hack and then I slash. And it's very like churny.
So the animations have a lot of
delay.
Okay.
And it seems, but it's not without its reasons, because rather than like God of War, I swing and I hold it and it'll knock the person into the air if you do like a heavy swing.
Uh-huh.
This is more like you don't have light heavy, you have single or wide. So you have your light attack normally is just this, I hit this person singular by himself. Or I can hit the heavy, which is I'm swinging the whip around to hit multiple enemies.
Huh.
Now, you've got to juggle them. I'll swing once, and then if I hit jump, he'll just...
Jump?
He'll jump, but jump the enemy into the air with him.
Oh, okay.
So you can instantly just go into attacking that one.
Huh.
Gabriel, however, suffers from the poor ability to be knocked out of the air really easily, so far that I can tell. But... in the whip around, the wide attack that you can do to hit multiple enemies, you do that attack once and then jump, and he has this hurricane like maneuver that summons all of the enemies up around him, and then you can continue to whip around and like hit all of these enemies around you.
Well, why would you not always use that all the time?
If you're not necessarily fighting lots of enemies.
Why not? Why not just do it?
I don't know. You can. It's like once I started to figure out how that works, and the game also, like, some of the abilities that I'm starting to get is like I can jump up in the air and grab enemies with chain whip from the ground and whip them up into the air and start attacking them like that.
Oh, cool.
I can jump into the air and now whip and grab the enemy and then pull myself to them Bionic Commando style and kick them in the face.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So it's like the basics of what you might have seen just gameplay wise, I feel like don't do the game justice for like their interesting ideas of what you can do with that chain and how to make it work. Their blocking and dodging system is kind of annoying.
Okay.
Because
that's really important to me now.
Yeah. The dodging is okay. The blocking seems not as timely as even Dante Inferno or God of War.
Hmm.
Because it seems like you can get hung up in you trying to do your combos too much that you blocking is kind of...
Does blocking take priority out of all of your other actions?
No.
But then
It's
how about dodging?
Dodging does.
Okay.
But blocking does not. It's almost like you have to be not doing something and then blocking.
Oh, okay.
It can be really
So it's like God of War.
Yeah.
You have an auto dodge basically, like a dodge that will cancel anything out and then you'll have your block that you need to time really well.
The difference is you have full control over the radius camera, so that involves the right stick. In this, for you to dodge, you have to be holding the block button and then dodging.
Oh, that's
so fine. I mean, it's okay, but I kind of wish it was more like God of War, where I just hit the stick and roll.
I don't like that.
Okay. The size of the enemies, I have yet to see the full scale of it, but pretty impressive size so far. I mean, right now I've seen stuff that's not as big as the Titans in God of War, but about the biggest thing you would see in God of War other than the Titans so far. So I feel like that only has bigger things to show me.
So you made mention of having gigantic enemies before, I think, when you were talking about this. And have you gotten to a point where you, like, traverse an enemy and go inside of them?
No, nothing like that yet.
Okay.
Nothing like that. One thing that I did notice, and I don't know why this didn't click to me earlier, I was, like, rifling through a strategy guide for the game, and I was like, they have a lot of, like, Spanish mythology in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know why it didn't click to me before, but Mercury Steam is
Day of the Dead.
They're very Spanish.
El Dorado.
No, like Pan's Labyrinth. Pan, the god, is actually in the game.
Oh.
As a like
Pan is Spanish? I don't
I think so, is it not?
Then it's Greek.
Is it Greek?
It is. Okay.
My mistake then.
Yeah.
But they've also got a chupacabra in there.
Ooh.
They're skunk actually, ape too? No skunk ape. No. Chupacabra.
That's really cool that they have those.
I'm trying to think of some other stuff that I've seen in there. That's
so. I guess my biggest question about Castlevania is it still a Castlevania game? Is it like a grid? Is there backtracking and exploration and finding new power ups and then going back and finding new paths and stuff like that?
Yes, there is.
Okay, so it's not all just adding. It's not all just like Devil May Cry. I add points to this thing to make it cooler. Like you're actually getting new items. And going back and
oh yeah, and the game abilities the game does point it out to you. It's like, yo, you can see this chest, but you aren't capable of getting it because you have to get him come back here later when you have
bigger whip.
Yeah, a bigger whip, or when you have double jump or ridiculous stuff like that.
Freeze gun.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Wave beam.
Flaming whip.
Flaming whip.
Hyper beam.
Double hyper beam.
Yeah. Screw attack.
Okay, gotcha.
Grappling hook.
Mm-hmm.
Hook shot, which I already actually got in the game.
Really?
Yeah. Or hook tip is what it's called.
Hook tip.
Makes you grab onto things.
That's cool.
But no, you like, yeah, you can totally go back to any other maps that you've been to before, retrack those stuff, and like, it's not as awesome as it used to be where it's like, oh, I'm just going to walk back to this other place or like go to one of these portal locations and jump me to a closer location. It still seems really staged.
Mm-hmm. So you get this thing and now it's like, well, obviously I'm going back to this location to go forward.
Yeah, it's like I jump to the menu and I can select this other location.
Oh, you just have an instant travel?
Yeah, which is... It speeds it up, which is nice.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like traditional Castlevania is usually more like you're in this giant area and you're going to like a teleport location that gets you closer to the area you want to be.
Yeah.
And you run to it.
But the thing that I can think that I could think would be an advantage with that is now there's more dudes and enemies and stuff to fight, right? Like
yeah.
Since it's more actiony,
yeah,
you're gonna be spending more time fighting guys, and you're gonna want to spend less time just backtracking
yeah.
through stages.
Yeah,
so I can see that being a good thing.
Actually, one thing that God of War has it, but it's not like this in a way. There's a grab function, but. Castlevania does QuickTime events in a way that maybe more games should. The QuickTime event will show one ring with an outer ring that's closing in on it.
Uh-huh.
And when that outer ring hits that point, you hit any button.
Oh.
It's not like, hit this button, then hit that button. It's uh-huh. like, just pay attention to what's going on and then hit a button.
Oh, and then it actually gives you a visual amount of time. So it's not just arbitrarily
like
hope you make it in time.
Yeah. Now it's just like, oh, I got to do that thing. And you just hit the button.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's like rather than spazzing out and being like, I didn't hit the damn button.
Uh-huh.
You just hit it in time. And the grace period on it, once I figured out the timing, is actually pretty lenient. But it's like, I think that's better. And you can do grabs, and the grabs have different effects on different enemies and stuff like that.
Are there red orbs?
No. Just every enemy, when you kill it, you just gain experience.
Okay. Are there yellow? Are there green orbs?
There are mana fonts, like Dante's Inferno.
Do you have to smash a button to break him open?
Nope.
Oh, thank God.
Hold R2 and suck life.
That's good.
So
you're saying Gabriel's a vampire.
Gabriel's like a vampire in the way that he sucks life out of
drinking fountains.
Fonts, yes.
Okay.
Drinking fountains. Let's see. There's also secondary weapons are back. Like dagger is what I have right now.
Uh-huh.
But like holy water and
cross,
time, axe,
book of time,
salt,
holy salt,
yeah, Bible,
yeah,
crazy things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I have daggers, and each one of the secondary weapons is also upgradable.
Ooh.
Like you can add like flaming dagger or like crazy daggers.
When is it like the old Castlevania? Like you have to trade off, like you find when you find dagger, then it's like, well, now I get rid of dagger to get axe, or does it stay in your inventory? And you're like, well, now it's obviously this puzzle, it's calling for an axe, so I have to use an axe now.
I want to think it's probably more like that, okay. But I haven't seen anything that says either way yet. I've only gotten the daggers so far.
Oh, okay, okay.
And they are not like they used to be, though, where it's like, yo, these are here to kind of like they're like the guns of Devil May Cry, where they're mostly there just to stall enemies and juggle enemies. No, daggers is like throwing a grenade at an enemy's face. If it's a weak enough enemy, just
blows the enemy up.
Yeah, they flip and die.
Huh.
But bigger enemies, that is more what they're for, is like to stun that enemy so I can deal with the piddly ones, and the piddly ones will usually die to a secondary weapon.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, and it's, yeah, like, the more I play it, the more I get used to how that game operates. Yeah.
And the more you really are enjoying it when you're playing it. Like,
The combat, while simplistic and kind of boring, feels like it will expand rapidly and become a little bit more entertaining, which is cool. I really do like the narrative that they're doing, like, where they are trying to tell a story less so than most, or more so than more other Castlevanias have done.
It's like, oh, it's Dracula in this castle.
Yeah.
Do the thing that you always do.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really interesting.
That's cool. I'm much more interested in playing this game now.
Yeah. I would say give it a chance. The one thing that's kind of sad about it is just that, like, I kind of feel like this is a game that might benefit from not having such a big title added onto it. Like, as I feel like if you think of Castlevania.
So you're saying it should have been like,
they should have kept
the
it
Lords
as like,
of Shadow.
Yeah. Kind of
Mercury Steam's Lords of Shadow.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, also spoiler for everybody else, but not really a spoiler. Beat the game, yo, you can dress as Solid Snake.
Oh, cute.
Bandana is optional.
That's funny.
Yep.
That's kind of funny.
I might be playing that game twice, or at least 1 1/8.
That's kind of an interesting little thing.
Yeah, it's funny.
Oh, Kojima. Such a joker.
If I beat it three times, do I get Tuxedo Snake?
No, you get to play as the Mark II.
Oh, sweet. Other than that, I played the Assassin's Creed Brotherhood beta.
Nice.
I did.
The multiplayer online beta?
I did.
Tell me about that. I am excited to hear.
I will tell you about this.
Is it as awesome as it seems?
It is.
It works.
It is pretty rad.
Even in beta. So before you go into this, my biggest fear with this is that it's going to fall off and just be too niche, and people are not going to really do what... they're not going to latch onto it because it's too different of a multiplayer. But if you're saying that in the beta, there's people playing it and it seems to be doing then awesome. Because it looks really, really cool. And
The thing of it was, like, no matter what game you play online, you're always going to see those people that are like, oh, F-bomb, and like, just go crazy. But it's like people were really picking it up. Like, I thought I was doing good when I started playing. And then, like, the more I played with other people, it's like, good God, you guys can really kill dudes without me knowing it. It's a lot cooler of a system than I originally gave it credit for just watching videos. They have a tutorial that explains some of the things that you can do before actually getting into the multiplayer, which was okay, I guess. But, I mean, playing it is what gives you the experience. So at any given time, like, you've always got your target and you've got that little like compass that's a hot and cold sensor.
Oh.
And there are so many out of the box like thinking things that people do to avoid being detected by other assassins.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how many times, like, I played it for like an hour, and I don't know how many times I would kill a dude and it was not the right target because he was walking with like two other NPCs that looked exactly like him. And I'm like, I don't know which one's my target, so I'm going to take a stab at it. Uh-huh. And I'd be wrong, and you don't get allotted any points, and your contract falls through. So you kill the wrong dude.
Oh, you only get one try at it.
Yeah, you don't get any points, and they just reassign you a person to be killing. So that's kind of cool. Like, the whole thing is a points race.
Yeah.
Just like any other, like deathmatch.
Right.
But it's like, you get points, you get, like, experience points for everything you do correctly and less experience points for everything you screw up for.
Okay.
So it's like, you killed somebody in plain sight, so you only get 100 experience points. You killed somebody without them noticing you and without anybody seeing it, you get 500 points.
Oh.
Like, maybe you did somewhere in the middle.
So you get rewarded for being a better assassin, basically. Well, that makes sense.
Which makes, like, the potential to win a match a lot like higher if you are doing it better.
Uh-huh.
And you can earn perks and stuff that you can attach to your to your assassin.
Uh-huh.
Like the disguise perk is the first one you get. Eventually you can unlock a gun. Eventually you can what are the other things you can get? You can get a speed boost so that if you're chasing down dudes that are running away from you,
catch so basically up. Anything they show in the online videos that are like, this dude is using spoke bomb or something like that.
And they've got all kinds of cool tricks to like prevent people from chasing you. Like run through some gates, the gates will close, or jump on this box and you can grab a rope and cut it and it'll fling you up to the top of the building.
Oh, cool.
So just crazy ways to get away from people.
Uh-huh.
Which is really cool. And I thought being a third person game, it would be really hard for people to sneak up on other people.
Uh-huh.
Because like if I'm on top of a building and I'm looking down trying to find my target, like how hard is it really going to be for somebody to sneak up on me? I think it'd be pretty hard. Obviously, I was wrong because I'm paying attention to other shit and all of a sudden I'm looking forward and not behind myself. And there it is. Dude's got me.
Yeah, that seems to be the most interesting. The two most interesting things of that game to me are you have to do the risk reward of going and actively hunting your target, and you take the risk in exposing yourself while doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's obviously how you get your points. But then you're also, you know, making yourself seem more. You have to deal with those two things, which is, you know, tracking your target and killing them discreetly, and then at the same time trying to evade your your attacker.
Huge cat and mouse. Like I was constantly like, I've got to be looking out for my dude, but at the same time I've got to be paying attention to people around me.
Right.
It's really crazy.
That's what seems really cool, is to try and act like an AI
where
you're like, I'm just gonna accidentally start walking into this wall.
Yeah. You can do the disguises. Oh, you really cool thing that it didn't do before, like in Assassin's Creed 2. If you go and like get amongst a group of people, like Ezio would always just stand there and be like, whatever.
Yeah.
But in this, you go into a group of people. Them. No, you still are your character.
Oh.
But your character starts to emote like they are having a conversation with NPCs around them. So that it doesn't look like there's just a dude standing there. It actually, like, they just go into this animation of like having a conversation with someone. So it's not as easy to just point out and be like, and again, the more you can hide around NPCs that look like your NPC, the better.
Right.
And like, yeah, you've got all kinds of like hay barrels and things to hide into, which are kind of cool to sneak up and screw people over with those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of fun stuff. It's also really hilarious to me. Like when your target is trying to assassinate his target, and just as soon as they're doing it, you just go over and assassinate them.
Uh-huh.
It's like, well, this is just going to be a fun little train that we have going here.
Yeah.
That
seems really cool.
The cool thing that balances out people from being like, I'm a really awesome badass assassin, so I'm going to just kill everybody continually.
Okay.
I mean, you can totally do that, but the game has this weight of you have six people, and either you're allotted as an assassin or a Templar, which doesn't really mean anything. Each assassin is targeting a Templar, and each Templar is targeting an assassin.
Uh-huh.
But the more you stay in a rotation as an assassin, the more Templars are going to be contracted on you.
Huh.
Which raises... So the better you're doing, the higher potential you had to be killed by other targets.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Like, more... like.
So what you're saying is that one... players could have the same target?
Yes.
Okay.
Like at some point, four players could have the same contract on one other player.
Okay.
Which helps balance the game.
Yeah. Huh.
Rather than it arbitrarily being like, well, you're targeting this one, you're targeting this one. It will actually start to pick out the stronger link and try to bring them down to balance the game.
This sounds to me like it's going to go the route of Left 4 Dead sort of syndrome of you're going to have... this explosion, like when this game comes out, you're gonna have this explosion of like all these amazing stories that people had playing this game, where it's like, oh man, the helicopter and the tank and I was on the minigun. But you know, obviously it's gonna be a different game, but you're just gonna have these really, like, it would only happen in this sort of a setting, which is this kind of a game, and how everything was constructed. It was like, oh, you know, we all ganged up on this one guy and,
There are other modes to it. The beta only allows you the wanted mode, which is basically a free fall. Everybody does their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other modes, like there's a co-op mode where you get partnered with somebody else that looks just like you.
Uh-huh.
And so the way that that's kind of cool is, like, you know, player one can be sitting there and actually see the target and then just tell his partner, hey, he's going around this corner, and you can get points for those kills together, like working as a team.
Yeah, that seems really cool. Yeah. You could also have bait and
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, bait and switch kind of stuff.
The, the insane mind games that will happen.
Dude, it is so ridiculous. I was really like entertained by playing this.
Yeah.
Oh, also, these guys made that the multiplayer really insane in like a storytelling kind of way. You are playing as one of the gosh, why can I not think of the name of the who are the guys that make the Animus? Abstergo. You are playing as an assassin in training for Abstergo.
Huh.
Like, you have the doctor that built the Animus talking to you.
Oh, so from like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. One, the first. Two. Yeah. It's that dude. Old dude. Yeah. So he's like, it's kind of this weird, funny thing.
Huh. That's really cool.
That, yeah, they're like, you are playing as the enemy. Like, you're trying to train to fight the assassins.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Every single NPC has their own individual, like, animations for how they kill people. Like, the courtesans have bladed fan. Doctor has syringe.
Uh-huh.
Nobleman has like prosthetic claw arm that awesome. He like rips throats out with.
Okay.
It's crazy. There's a barber that uses the
straight
razor. There's a prowler that uses, it's not a hidden blade because it's very flamboyant when it flips open. It flips open like a reverse butterfly knife where the blades are folded in on the forearm and then flip back out to the front.
Okay.
I don't know, like, if you can imagine that, like, if they are they're folded backwards on this. Yeah.
It'd be like having two switch blades that fold out.
Yeah.
And then form one blade.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they're unfolded.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And then there's another. Oh, the priest has little, like,
does anybody have garrote wire?
Like, no.
Piano string.
No, but that would be cool. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Butcher has just like a little hatchet.
Executioner?
That is executioner. Yeah. Okay. I said butcher because they look kind of, they have like weird aprons, but
okay.
Yeah, executioner. They have little hatchet things.
Okay. Little like hand axe.
Yeah. And then there's a priest that carries around some kind of like, it almost looks like a letter opener with no blade. And then he like squeezes it and out comes letter opener.
Huh.
It's really weird.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. And then, I mean, they've got another one that's, Prowler, or no, not Prowler. Gosh, what is it? It's some other kind of like rogue-esque class, but it's got hidden blade, but it's on the top of the forearm, not the underarm.
Do you have the classic assassin dude in it too?
Prowler is the closest thing to
it. Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds really awesome.
Yeah, no, I was pretty impressed with it.
Do you know how to get your hands on the beta?
You can only pre-order it through GameStop to get a beta code. And okay. It's only for PlayStation 3.
Okay.
And it only goes from the 4th until the 11th.
Of October?
Yeah. And then once that's done, it's done.
Okay.
But then the game comes out November 16th or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, pretty quick.
Sounds good, though. Yeah, I mean,
I'm
tempted to give it to do a reservation just to get my hands on a beta key. But yeah.
Oh, also, there's some weird things they did. They dumbed down some of the controls to make it more acceptable for that kind of an environment. Like, you don't have as many options of like switching to fists or switching to hidden blade and like these mm-hmm. different things.
I can understand why they'd want to trim that back. I guess is, does it still work in the same like
high profile, low profile?
No, I was gonna say like or, moving around the city. Like, are you still as acrobatic as you were?
Oh yeah.
In any of the other Assassin's Creed?
Oh yeah.
Like, can you just jump, get really high in the game?
I played on two different maps. One doesn't have that much stuff because it's like 60% of it's indoors, okay. And there's just like a little courtyard. But then I also played in Rome, which is big city.
Mm-hmm.
But the level is truncated so that it's like a small environment for you to kill each other easily. But this, all the stuff that you can do there, like you can climb right on top of buildings, but it almost seems like that being on top of buildings is not the advantage that you would necessarily think it is
mm-hmm.
because you are putting yourself out there.
Right.
Like, you're really putting yourself out on a limb.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I can see. I was just wondering, like, I was just hoping that that wasn't going to be gimped for...
Oh, no. Yeah. If anything, for the online play, like I said, those things that make it all that much easier to, like, get around and traverse, like, you can get up to a lot of really cool vantage points and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really impressive. I liked it.
Awesome. What else you got? Or is there any other final thoughts on Assassin's Creed Brotherhood demo or beta?
No, nothing really. I was trying to think if there was any glaring issue that I had with it, but not really.
Sounds incredible.
No, yeah, it looks great, holds up really well as far as, like, you know, visual appearance. It doesn't look like it's polished anymore from Assassin's Creed 2, but I mean, it doesn't really need to be any more polished. The only, like, major downer is that there is no actual combat, but, like, it's a game about just killing each other. It's not a game about, like,
timing,
fighting each other.
I mean, it's
very cat and mouse, and that's fine. But yeah, I mean, there's plenty of ways to, like, kill people high profile or low profile.
It would seem that if you just got into that, like, 1v1, you know, fight, like Assassin's Creed, fight, like, in the open fight, it would just be one person attacks and the other person parries and then kills them. Like,
yeah.
It seems like that would be such a waste of time and so dangerous to do that. Why would anybody even do that anyway?
Yeah. Which is why I think this is as good as a Assassin's Creed multiplayer. It doesn't really lean itself in too much to the storyline. It just stays as its own separate entity and was fun to play.
Cool.
I had fun being different things and trying different maneuvers as to how to, like, hide myself from being things. And the weirdest thing is always, like, I recognize this person as a character, but maybe he's not. Yeah. It's really hard to tell. Like, they did a really good job in making the AI move in a way that could kind of almost be a player.
Okay.
Because there's so many people moving around all the time, and there's never, like, just bundles of people that stick to being a bundle of people. Like, ones will break off and go to different bundles, and it, like, they always move in weird directions, and you're always like, is that, like, a dude that's coming over to kill me? Oh no, he just walked away.
Oh no,
god. So it's just really, like, it's kind of nerve-wracking. It's like, oh man. And you, like, you got the potential to kill an innocent at any given time, which is really aggravating. Like I said, like, dudes would just be in packs of other, like, there was one time I had to kill the same doctor 3 times, but he was hanging out among 4 other doctors. And I'm like, the compass is not specific enough.
Right.
Because the closer you get to them, the wider the compass needle becomes. Right, right. And it's just like,
hot.
Yeah. He's but over there.
I suppose that's that.
But that's
that point,
the genius of how that system works.
You would presumably want to just kind of stalk him and wait for that one doctor to break off and go after his target, and then you go for him.
Yeah, because otherwise he sits there too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what else you got?
Sadly, I think that's about it. I played some more Plants vs. Zombies. Yo, I inherited a Atari 2600.
I think you mentioned this.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I just got that today, actually.
Nice. You've been playing some...
No, I haven't had a chance to.
Asteroids.
No, but I got, like...
Air Sea Battle.
Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, Millipede, Yar's Revenge.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. What else do I got? Pitfall.
Hmm.
You know, a lot of the classics. Oh, freaking Mario Brothers.
Nice.
For Atari 2600.
Cool.
Own that shit.
Cool.
Yeah, that's about it, though. Nothing too phenomenal.
Really
want to play Enslaved next week, though.
Yeah, you're itching for that?
Want to itch for that and Castlevania. Hopefully I'll...
Keep going with Castlevania?
Yeah, hopefully I'll have a full write-up on those.
That's good. I'll be getting Castlevania as soon as my copy of... Front Mission Evolved.
You still pounding that out?
It's done.
Oh, is it?
The review is being pounded out.
Whoa,
actually.
Fantastic. Whoa, that's a short game, huh?
Yes, it is a short
game. Oh, is that going to affect
the
review?
So, John, let me tell you about Front Mission Evolved.
4 hours later.
It's not that short. It's closer to probably 6 to 7 hours, depending on how you play it and how good you are.
That's still pretty short.
It's short. It's a short game. Definitely very short.
And do you ever get upgraded boosters?
No, you actually get downgraded boosters. That one you start out with is the only one that will let you hover in the air. So you never get any higher than that. And you never get to skate more than that.
I feel let down.
Yeah, but the other thing the game does well is it forces you into trying these other different loadouts of robots, of Wanzers. So you kind of forces you to try. It's like, well, if, you know, the big four legs looks really stupid, but if I use that, I can, you know, I can have way more weapons, which is mm-hmm. pretty cool. Or, you know, if I go for like the floaty boosters, then I don't explode when I touch water anymore. And then I move fast at all times. And, you know, the game did a really decent job of showing you like, hey, maybe you want to try this, or in one level they're like, you want a sniper rifle for this level. Mm-hmm. Here's a sniper rifle. Now, do you enjoy sniping?
Yeah.
So that was cool. I enjoyed that. And that's funny. We were talking yesterday or last time about how the economics of the game would work out. It works, and then it also doesn't work. You gain money by completing missions, obviously, but then there's the cash pickups in each level, like hidden things.
Mm-hmm.
But you can pretty much just get through that game by doing each level, you know, without going out of your way to look for cash and stuff like that, because it's not that much of an increase.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
so despite the war, there's no depression that you're having to battle with.
Yeah, no major economic depression. You always have access to pretty decent things. You know, it's like, do you want to go one step up and make things a little easier by hunting around for extra money? All right. The economics are cool because you never have to pay for your damages. You never have to do that sort of armored core nonsense of mm-hmm. I just made negative money on this mission.
Yeah.
Your cash total just becomes this lump sum. And anytime you trade parts, it's like, if you want to use this part now, you get $4,000 back. Or if you want to use this part now, you are negative $5,000. You know, it measures. It's like
kind of a barter system.
Yeah, basically, by purchasing something, it doesn't depreciate.
Huh.
So you're free to just play around with whatever kind of loadout you want without any kind of penalty.
I see.
Which is really cool. I really respect that part of it.
So wait, like you're saying, like if I purchase something and I want to resell it, it has the same value I purchased it for?
Exactly.
So I'm not like out anything?
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you're not out ammo, you're not out wear and tear on it, you're not the typical RPG where it's like, no, you sell it back for 30%.
Yeah.
So, you shouldn't have picked a shotgun.
Yeah, so the shops have a good return policy is what you're telling me.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. The only problem with that was I kind of just immediately found how I liked to do it and what I figured was kind of the easiest thing to do in that game.
Mm-hmm.
You get a shield, so I just had this shield up at all the time, like one of my arms was shield, and then I just had a rocket launcher.
Is it like Gundam shield, like,
yeah,
sweet,
like a knight,
like
shield,
riot shield.
Yeah, giant riot shield on your arm. And then I had a rocket launcher and a Gatling gun on my shoulders, and all I would do is just walk around with the shield out and then just be holding, because you can shield and then also shoot your shoulder weapons. So you just tear everything up and don't really take any damage.
Well, that seems unfair.
It does. But at the same time, here's my biggest problem with Front Mission Evolved is nothing changes after that first level.
Oh, so I've seen the game.
You play level one of Front Mission Evolved, and do you like giant mechs fighting?
Yes, sort of.
Do you like that for 6 more hours and absolutely no change?
I like about 1 to 2 hours of mech fighting.
Yeah.
At any given time.
That is it. And, you know, it varies it up with your occasional, like, I'm going to ride inside this helicopter and have bigger guns and unlimited missiles and that sort of thing. Where it's like, yeah, now you're just really kick ass. You know, it gives you that,
You don't fight any dinosaurs or giant creatures?
No, you fight just a bunch of waves of enemies as you're progressing through levels. And
do you go to space?
You do go to space.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Does your jumping become weird?
No, not at
all.
Damn
it.
So
space is no different than Earth.
I guess I'm overlooking, I guess I shouldn't say that is not the entire game, because it's not. There The game also has third-person character shooter action in it. So at one mission,
wait,
you get out of the mech.
Oh god!
And you start going like through these corridor fights with other dudes who vaguely look like Nolan North.
Whoa! It just like,
yeah,
it's like, wow. Front mission, just start kicking down doors. You know what? You know what? We're not going to be an RPG game anymore. We're mech game.
Yeah.
And then
we're not
going
to be a tactical RPG. We're going to be a third-person shooter and a third-person robot shooter.
Yeah.
But again, it's more of the same. It's like your enemy types have three guns. They've got a shotgun, a machine gun, or a rocket launcher. And occasionally you fight a giant robot.
Do you move faster as a person?
You have unlimited run as a person.
By, like, I'm saying, like, by ratio. So a person moves faster.
The person can go for longer distances probably than the robot.
Right.
But no, with the robot skate definitely is faster. But it doesn't do a lot. Like, in the same respect of, hey, did you just played this first level as a robot. Now you just played this first mission as a dude. We're going to kind of interchange these two things for the rest of the game to kind of give it this false, fresh feeling, which it does well, where it's like, hey, I'm sure tired of playing this robot, and now I'm playing this dude, and that's nice.
Yeah.
But none of the individual pieces are particularly spectacular. It's like there's no cover.
Oh, well, that would be kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it is. But it isn't. Like it's no cover, but it doesn't require you to take cover because it's not that kind of challenging of a game.
Okay.
So it's just weird. Like it's like this. It's one of those games where I hate to say it, but it's like this game has so much potential, but it just is kind of blah in what it's doing.
Well, right. When I first saw you play that thing, I was like, yeah, I could get behind this, but now I'm kind of on the reverse side of it.
And about halfway through the game, I was like, I'm totally going to buy this game to support this because it's cool and it's fun. And then as I kept playing, I was like, no, because it's almost over and it's short and it's just the same thing forever.
Yeah.
My biggest beef with the game, though, is it falls into that annoying, we don't know how to make boss battles sort of situations where the boss battles just become this slugfest, this grueling. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try it. There's no real effective way to fight bosses. It's like we're going to just make the bosses absurdly difficult, and the best way to deal with them is to try and glitch them out or to just you attack, run away and wait, attack, run away and wait, wait for the health to respawn, attack, run away, wait. And you just go through this really tedious cycle in every boss fight, and I feel like I lucked out on a couple of them by having my like slow robot time effect down. Uh-huh. Which I don't really want, no point in getting into it here, but it's not well done. The boss battles aren't, and when you're going from like really easy combat of I'm just gonna mow through dudes and not really worry about anything to now everything has changed because the rules are totally different when I'm fighting this dude. It just feels cheap.
Well, that reminds me, and not to get off topic of front mission, but Castlevania, I've only experienced a mini boss that was kind of like that same kind of like thing where it's like, yeah, this is kind of fun, but at the same time, it's stick and move, stick and move, and eventually this guy's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this is like, that was like the first boss of the game where it was hardly even a boss.
Right.
Like, so I have higher hopes for what that game will deliver as far as boss fights.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah. And the other, to bring it back to front mission, is it doesn't expand upon that by making each boss fight unique. Each mm-hmm. boss fight just becomes, hey, now you're fighting two. Now you're fighting three. Oh. Now you're fighting four really hard dudes.
And yeah.
It makes that run away and hide tactic just get drug out to a larger extent. So that's really all I have to say about that game. And that it's good and it's good. And it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I played the multiplayer online too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Not a lot of people playing.
Okay.
Don't play that game for online multiplayer.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do
you think that's one of those games that maybe suffered a little bit from like we included this in the hopes that people would play it, but really like how much money was wasted on actually adding that in there?
I doubt it. I think it was included to give it longer shelf life, but I really don't think that unless the like a net coding or something for it took an immense amount of time, because there's a ranking up system that gets you more money and unlocks mm-hmm. more weapons and body types, but there's no like game changing, you know, there's no perk system, there's no levels on top of what you're already mm-hmm. doing in the single player. It's just like single player, but now you're fighting things with way better AI.
Right.
Yeah. And there's no, from what I could tell, there's no matchmaking. So I was fighting dudes at my level one who were at like level a gajillion, and they just instant rocket launcher killed me. I was like, this.
So is there no progression really as your individual character at all? Like,
yes, there is. You level up and it gives you more weapons and options for your mech, but you don't, it's not like, you know, you don't get, I guess the game already has like perks in it, like when you choose your ability, your battle skill to go along with your weapon, but you're not getting like the rolling rewards of continuing to play in a match itself.
Yeah,
it's all just done outside of match progression.
Right.
So it just seems like they took the single player and made it multiplayer against other dudes.
Right.
And that's it.
Like, sad.
It's one game. It's, you know, it's like control point, other control point, deathmatch, team deathmatch.
So. Mm.
All right.
Lame.
Yeah. Besides Front Mission Evolved, I've been playing Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light with Hunter. Multiplayer.
Finish it or?
We haven't finished it yet. I think we're maybe on chapter 7 or 8. So we're getting towards the end. But yeah, that game is really freaking rad.
Yeah, it's fun. That was another thing I made mention, like, to note. I keep hating to come back to Castlevania. Just the more you open your mouth about other games, the more I think about how Castlevania like had interesting things. Is like every chapter you go through, that game is really chaptered out. So it'll always be like, well, here's what you did and didn't do in this chapter. Like you missed your weapon upgrade here, or you got like this many, this, that. Like it tells you what you've missed.
So it gives you a reason to go back.
Yeah,
to
so it lets you, it gives you a legit reason to go back and hunt for things, as opposed to like certain Castlevania games where like it's somewhere in the castle.
Yeah.
Good luck finding that Easter egg.
Yeah. Whereas Lara Croft, you play each chapter and then it's like you score this. It gives you bullet points of everything, and if both players completed them, and I like that game.
Yeah,
it's very good. We've talked about it before, so we don't need to spend too much time. But playing that multiplayer seems like the only way to play it.
Yeah,
single player I think is easier.
Yeah, because you just you have all the tools to yourself, and it's not as
It's not as rewarding.
It's not the same experience to have like somebody else helping you with that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, whereas I'm just playing it by myself and grinding it through.
Right. Like, and then when you're doing it with another person and you kind of just have these click moments of this puzzle, like, oh, this is what we do. Like, it's really cool to have that.
Yeah, it's a rewarding experience.
Yeah, just kind of solving it with the two people is so much more interesting than doing the kind of weird GIMP version with just one person.
Right. Because, and again, like, I've played those levels, both co-op and not co-op, and like, a lot of the fun gets removed from the single player because they have to take things out of the game to make it that game.
And they give you a lot more boulders.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I've been doing that one. So this is where things get weird. I was on my Mac. I was on my Mac laptop, and I was just going through Steam, and I was want to play something that's different. So I was watching all these things about Costume Quest. I was like, God, I just really want to play an RPG. So I ended up buying City of Heroes.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I played that today for a while.
Hold on to your hats, people. This show just took a turn for the worst.
So, I was mistaken when I purchased this game because I thought I was confusing this with Champions Online, which was made this year. Or last year.
Now I'm coming around.
City of Heroes was 2004.
Yeah. You purchased the wrong game.
I got, was it on I got sale Going for like Rogue. No, it was like $34.
Good Lord.
Yep. But I got a free month of play, so that's fine. I've already canceled that.
Burn that bridge now as much as you can.
I tried playing it and I don't like it at all.
What kind of hero did you make?
I made a gigantic Englishman.
Juggernaut.
I called him the English Bulwark. And he had a monocle and a bowler hat.
Oh.
All these stone abilities. I couldn't get into it. It was really boring. I had no idea why I was doing anything in the game. Like, I was playing this MMO, and the thing about it was I was like, great. I don't want to play any MMOs ever.
Ever.
I was really looking forward to Star Wars you know, the Old Republic. Now this game has just totally removed me from that, and I don't want to do anything involving any MMO nonsense ever again.
Mm-hmm.
City of Heroes. Stupid.
this does not help your interest for DC Universe Online.
No.
No?
Not at all. No. Yeah, so that was very short-lived. And then I bought Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh, okay.
It's $6.
Shit, yeah, you might as well $7 at that point.
But yeah, so...
You're wasting money
now. Yes, exactly. Exactly. I should have bought... I felt like I was wasting money by buying just Left 4 Dead 2 and not Left 4 Dead 1, even though I couldn't play it on my Mac. I still felt like... But I steeled myself, and I was like, no, Griff.
No.
You can't even play that one. You may as well just get 2, because then you can play it on your Mac. Yeah, I own it now, but I haven't installed it because servers were down when they released that. So too many people buying Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, I imagine.
So I'll be playing that. I've played Left 4 Dead 2 already, but I'll be playing it again.
On Mac this time?
On a Macintosh, yeah. So look forward soon to a Mac report.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, I also played some more of Tales of Monkey Island.
Oh, yeah. Is that getting any better?
I fell asleep while I was playing it.
Fantastic.
I think this wouldn't be the first time. Yeah, it's not really getting any better.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty much it, though. Now that I think about it.
I played a little bit more Plants vs. Zombies.
You mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah. It's more of the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time trying to play a lot of games. Mm. I was really, really wanting to play Charles Barkley, Shut Up and Jam, Gaiden, which isn't available on PC, which is very unfortunate. You're not familiar with this?
No.
This is like a RPG.
Oh, is this spoof. That Japanese one that has the no translations, or is that the other thing that you're looking at buying?
What?
On the PlayStation Network, they've got that.
No, that this is game. Not Chouinaki, oh, unfortunately.
Okay. Okay.
Which I should be playing. Charles Barkley, Shut Up and Jam, Gaiden is it's sort of like a reimagining if what if there's a sequel to Charles Barkley's Shut Up and Jam, the SNES game, sort of like NBA Jam.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it was reimagined into a Japanese RPG, and it's made with like RPG Maker, and it's by this company called like what's their name? Tales of Games or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to find now, and it only works on PC, and it's really buggy, and I couldn't play it because obviously it only works on PC. So I just watched a bunch of videos for it instead, and I feel like I got the same thing. But it just takes, you know, all these RPG traits and puts them into this, JRPG traits, and puts them into this amazing basketball-themed, post-apocalyptic, anti-basketball playing.
So is this something you have on disc?
No. It's download for free. It's really, yeah. It just, if you are interested in Charles Barkley's Shut Up and Jam, Gaiden, just, you'll find it if you want to look for it. It's free to download and play. And it's awesome.
Okay.
It's really awesome.
Maybe. If I get past Castlevania and Enslaved, and then can make it past Fable and Fallout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we'll talk.
I also tried to play Space Funeral, another quirky little, like, you know.
You come up with, like, the most crazy things I've never heard.
You know, it's a free game out there, and it's supposed to be really cute and charming and have really, like, zany dialogue and, yeah, I don't know, just sort of, like, Earthbound, but even crazier. So I was really interested in that, but again, I have to own it for PC. I have to own a PC to play it, so.
If you want to talk about some zany stuff that we've been playing... I've gotten a couple of games for my my Android.
Oh, yeah?
There's one game. It's not really a game so much as it is just, like, something to put
your... Is it Facebook?
No. Oh. It's a game called Alchemy, and you start out with the four basic elements of earth, water, fire, and air.
Uh-huh.
And from that, you have, 300 different materials you can create.
Okay.
By combining all of these materials with other things. And so... If I'm really, really bored, like, during my break, I just bust that open and it's just like, what two things do I need to put together to make, you know, this? Like, right now I'm trying to figure out how to build, like, a building. Like, I have bricks, I have glass, and I have metal.
But what are you missing?
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to figure out. Like, you can only combine two things at one time.
Oh, so you can make brick and then combine it with air and have, like, poofy brick?
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to figure, like, I have an airplane, but I have no, I don't have buildings yet for some reason.
Huh. Okay. Well, yeah, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a fun little thing. It's kind of like a brain teaser of just, like, how do, like, what do I need to combine to create this? Like, I finally just, created electricity.
Oh.
Which helps a lot. Like, then I created a light bulb, and then I created light, and then I created, I created avian bird flu long before any of this, though. Oh, and I, like, well before that, I created the one-up mushroom.
Okay.
Like, I've only created, like, 70-some things right now, and there's 300 things to create.
That's really cool.
So it's got me, like, it's just something boring to just kind of fiddle with and just be like, how do I create this? Like, I can always think of something that I'd like to try to create, and it's just like, how do I get there?
Huh. Do they have, like, a list of things where it's like, you are missing this component to make house?
You can purchase help.
Oh,
and that's where they get you. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, screw you.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Look it up on the internet later. I'm sure someone's got
hours of not paying.
I'm sure somebody's got a forum somewhere.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is a game called Angry Birds, where you flick birds at buildings and make them explode.
I've heard of Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hunter was talking about it.
It's like a physics game based on, like, gravity and weight and stuff.
Right.
Mildly entertaining.
All right. So I think that's all I've got in what I've been doing. I'm much less. There's things. Things. Not worth talking about. So, you want to talk about news, John?
Yeah, let's
do news. You want to talk about news?
We got some things on the site. There's other things going on.
Yeah, you got some stuff posted. You got that Beyond Good and Evil HD pictures posted, right?
Yeah, there's some pictures up there. And they announced sometime for next year on PlayStation Network, but I didn't hear anything about Xbox Live. But that's probably because I think you can just get that game standard on Xbox Live, right?
Yeah, I think you can download it off their service.
Their Xbox Live.
Xbox Live or Xbox Originals.
Xbox Originals.
Yeah. I don't know. I love Beyond Good and Evil, so... Yeah.
It's rendered in beautiful, crisp 1080p.
Yeah, so. Looking at the pictures, dude, that looks really good.
Yeah. And I've never played it before, so I would pay... upwards.
You like Zelda.
I do like Zelda.
This game is like Zelda.
Yeah, no, better. From what I have heard. So,
because there's,
like,
pictures. It's Pokemon Snap meets Zelda.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like, dude, I'm down for it. So it's like that first level of Metal Gear Solid 2.
And great music.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, I'm totally excited to play it. I should have played it by now, just like by some other means, but like kind of like, well, if I can get this installed on my PlayStation for like 15, 20 bucks, I think that'll be worth it.
Maybe. I think I own a copy of it.
Maybe you own a copy.
Maybe you like it.
Maybe I can just borrow it from you.
Yeah. Costume Quest, through very bizarre means, has been given a price and a date.
Mm-hmm.
October 20th for $15, according to the Twitter of Tim Schafer, head of Double Fine Productions, and according to the Facebook page Costume Quest.
You know, if...
So, if, like I said in the news article, no official THQ announcement by their publisher, but it's probably true.
And this is for PSN and...
PSN and XBLM. Xbox. Okay. Yeah, XBLM.
You know, if CNN and Fox can use Facebook and Twitter as news sources, I think we can.
Well, I don't see what's wrong with it. The other thing I find weird about it is no publisher.
So right. It's really, yeah.
It's weird that they, everybody bought the publisher, but...
Maybe they just don't have the marketing out for it. Yeah, marketing. So it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. It's whatever. Tim Schafer says it's happening.
I believe
it's good enough to me. He's close enough to the project. One would think he'd know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. To some extent. He's not... I think this is one of the first Double Fine productions that is not headed by Tim Schafer.
Oh.
He is not directly involved with the game, but from the videos that I've watched and from if you go and watch the stuff out there, it does seem very of that sort of like wish fulfillment, whimsical, like RPG fun for all ages sort of thing that Double Fine does so well.
Yeah, no, it from the little bit that I've seen so far and what you've told me, like, I'm kind of interested to play that because I haven't played a decent, like, RPG in a while.
So. Yeah.
And for $15, I mean, why not?
Yeah, other videos we've got up, so you know, visit our website, it's bossbarrel.com. What else we got for news here, John?
Did you check out the sweet Vanquish Enemies trailer?
No, you know, because I'm kind of, I'm trying to not watch anything with Vanquish because we're getting close to actual Vanquish time.
Oh, man.
I'm kind of just not wanting to ruin any of those big moments for myself. Yeah. But in other news, non-video related news.
Sure.
World of Warcraft. You've heard of this game, right?
Yeah.
Once, yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
It's that game for the personal computer.
Yeah. Like something
Cataclysm,
like,
the new expansion, is going to be coming out.
December
7th.
7th. Is that an official street?
Yes, it is. It is. No, it was mentioned on Azeroth's Twitter.
Ah, okay.
On Thrall's Twitter account, he made mention of it. No, it's official. Yes, December 7th.
When the hell is BlizzCon?
It's going to be at the end of this month.
Okay.
It's either, I want to say the 20th, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I need to look into that, though.
Yeah, one would think they'd have that pretty locked down at this point, right?
Yep, should be. It's gonna cost $40 for the expansion, just the same as it was for Wrath of the Lich King, the last one.
Yep.
Let's see here. What else we got? Oh, yeah. Before we get into our individual releases, we have one more bit of fairly important news here. There is a product that hit the market. Oh, that has been announced. And it goes by the name of The Jungle. Welcome to it, John.
Welcome.
Let me introduce you to Jungle. The Jungle.
Is this something I need to be looking at?
No, not really. It's by Panasonic. It's a product by Panasonic. And it's basically like a netbook.
Okay.
Like it's like in the shape of a phone. Extremely compact.
Oh.
It's going to have touch buttons, analog buttons, and like touchpads and keyboards. Uh-huh. So it's being marketed as your MMO device the go.
Yeah,
so when you want to be playing your World of Warcrafts, you can be doing that in school.
Yeah, so it's like the N-Gage.
Yeah, but it's not a phone. I mean, it's not...
It's an MMO device?
It is an MMO device.
How many signed on MMO games do they have?
So far, one.
Wow.
Battlestar Galactica MMO.
Great lineup.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is...
I don't know. I feel like if you announce this thing...
Battlestar Galactica Online, yeah. The thing, you know, I went to their website and was digging around for information there, and it doesn't really say much, you know. From what it sounds like is it's just gonna be like a little, you know, personal device where it's not gonna be like it'll be a PC, right? Like a small PC, so whatever you have you can put onto it. But will it require connectivity? Like, will all these other MMOs have to modify their
game? Way they interface with a mobile device, like
But if it's just a really small computer, it should be fine, right?
Right. I guess, I don't know. I just wonder about the certain things of I guess I don't know how some of that stuff would work. Just like, how much does this device cost? Would I have to buy something separate for the MMO to make it work for this device?
Well, like, here's
what kind of service plan does this thing run on?
Yeah, none of that have been.
Nothing has been
announced yet. The only thing that has been announced is that the operating system is Linux.
Okay.
Which is weird because.
Very weird. How many MMOs operate?
Not World of Warcraft.
Outside of Mac.
So why does that matter?
Exactly. I feel like if you're going to make that device, the first thing you got to get your mitts on is being like, hey, Blizzard. Help us out with this, you want to make your game more accessible to other people.
Yeah, so
not that you really need that because you have like you know, a good chunk of the planet already playing your game. But
I mean, cool. I'm totally into this because that's awesome. But
you know what else was awesome? That one game that allowed streaming games right into your home.
On Live, you mean?
Yeah,
that thing went subscription free, or that went subscription free recently.
Yeah,
yeah, that's kind of news, but yeah. No, you're right. I mean, this thing blowing up before anything is prematurely set down.
Yeah, it's
in the stone. Hey, it's video games. This is how just this stuff
goes. It's true. It's true. Video games are.
Hey, things are happening.
Check out some exciting stuff. Here, you like that, right? This is really cool.
Wouldn't this be awesome if it totally worked?
Yeah,
it might.
You want to play Star Trek Online,
too? We got
too?
Battlestar.
We got, like...
we got...
You can play them Facebook games on here.
BGO.
I think I'd be more inclined to play Facebook games.
You have a phone, though, for that.
No, like, some of the Flash that's built into some of those Facebook games.
Oh.
They make apps for them, though, so you can get those purchased apps, but why would I want to pay money for that?
Yeah. Well, anyway, another very interesting thing that has happened. You know, it's
I'm not trying to belittle the interest of it. It's just like I want it.
There is not enough information for people to be as excited as it is.
Yeah,
it's not. It doesn't deserve as much attention as it's getting right now. It's, you know, this is not the on. This is running the on life syndrome of the world is blowing up over this.
Right.
It can't play World of Warcraft, so...
So who gives a crap? Yeah.
Yeah.
It does, it's not a big boy until it can handle a big boy game like that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, again, I don't want to beat it down because anything that gets MMO people out of their homes and not killing themselves, the better. Like, if it gets them out in the sunlight and lets them, like, eat food and communicate at least halfway with other people, would be advantageous.
All right. Well,
you can,
I mean, that's
you can
an
go
interesting
to the,
way to look at
you
it.
You could go at least from your desk to the can and still have your WoW in front of you.
Yeah.
That's assuming, you know, one would pick up WoW for that game.
Yeah.
Or for that unit.
Yeah. Why even talk about other MMOs? This,
yeah.
This potential WoW device.
This potential WoW device. Could you do StarCraft?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I, you know, besides any more speculation, it's not really worth talking about too much beyond that. So let's talk about stuff. Blah blah blah. Yeah. So we can just go into releases now, I guess.
Sure.
Okay. So what do we got for PlayStation Store this week? I haven't pre-read through all these things already. We've got, here's a good one. Deadliest Warrior downloadable version. Warrior : the game. $10. You're already overpaying for that.
I did see that game.
Yep.
For a brief moment, I was like, I don't know.
Do you feel stupider after seeing it for even a brief moment?
Yeah. I was like, it's a show I don't even want to watch.
It's actually a really good show.
Is it?
It's pretty rad. But the game... It's terrible.
Okay.
Alien Breed Impact, $15.
Breed Impact. Is that the top down
arcade shooter?
Yeah.
Yep. Demos coming out. There's a Topatoi demo.
Not Patapon.
No. Topatoi.
Weird.
No, not Patapon. You've got your Castlevania Lords of Shadow demo, Deadliest Warrior trial.
Can you confirm that? Is like the Castlevania Lords of Shadow appears nowhere on the PlayStation Network that I could see today. Is that PlayStation Plus exclusive? Because I heard a rumor that that was a PlayStation Plus exclusive.
It doesn't mention it here.
Huh. Crazy.
Yep. No, it doesn't mention it.
Yeah, because I browsed the demos for that Castlevania thing today, and I could not find it. So.
Did you see Topatoi? Or Topatoi?
I don't. Recall.
I mean,
I saw
it could have been later.
Terrover.
That was, I think that was last week, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was last week.
So yeah, Alien Breed Impact. PS1 imports. We've got Arcade's Hits, Outlaws of the Lost Dynasty, and Magical Drop F. Yep. Anything else worth mentioning?
Is the Lords of Shadows only for PlayStation Network?
No, I don't know right now. Probably not, because Xbox requires you to have demos out for every game, so yeah. I doubt it. I'm sure it'll be out
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Xbox requires demos for every single release?
I'm pretty certain.
Huh. Crazy.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Let's see if there's anything here for Xbox. Halloween collection update, whatever that means, on the 7th. NBA 2K11. Oh, that's Avatar.
Halloween collection is probably like
that's the Avatar Marketplace.
Yeah.
In case you were wondering, we've got Comic Jumper today, or yesterday, whatever day, the 6th of October.
Sure.
Twisted Pixels, little game. Help me out here. What would you call it?
Oh, Comic Jumper?
Little character action-y platformer thing.
Starring
Captain Smiley.
Yeah, I've seen like the artist rendition of that, and like it looks so ridiculous.
1,200 Microsoft points.
Is Meat Boy next week?
Doesn't say here.
Huh.
Super Meat Boy was that last week?
Oh, maybe it was.
I thought it was last
maybe
week.
Maybe I'm losing my stuff here.
See, I think that's pretty much it. There's some Xbox, some Mass Effect deals. I might be jumping on that. Ciao. That's it from Microsoft, because, you know, like, real games are coming out now, so don't need to be doing these little bite-sized snacks.
Yeah. Real games are coming out pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
October is so painful.
So let's go on to our favorite Nintendo stuff here. Get this out of the way first.
Sure.
I would love to. Shantae Risky's Revenge.
I'm sorry, this is for what?
This is Nintendo DSiWare. Shantae Risky's Revenge. Way Forward. That's the publisher. One player. Blah, blah, blah. 1200 Nintendo
DSiWare. Way Forward,
DSi.
Like...
No, like how you would spell way forward, but one word.
Okay.
Yeah, like Curzon Way Forward.
Sweet.
Sequel to the critically acclaimed Shantae is here, fans asked, and Way Forward has answered with a powder keg of high-octane, hair-whipping, hip-shaking action-adventure only on the Nintendo DSiWare service. Shantae Risky's Revenge sets the bar even higher with thousands of frames of animation. Thousands of frames of animation.
Holy.
Huge multi-sprite bosses. And a quest so big, it's bursting at the seams. Guide half-genie Shantae through haunted wastelands, burning deserts, enchanted forests, dripping caverns, and deadly labyrinths. Discover magical attacks, brew zombie coffee, save golden babies, and master the art of belly dancing to transform Shantae into more powerful creatures. I am interested in this now.
My interests are peaked. I have a raised eyebrow of
save
interest.
Save golden babies, John, and brewing zombie coffee.
Yeah, like those are brewing zombie coffee.
Yep, those are bullet points I can get behind.
Right?
Use your powers to foil the Lady Pirate Risky Boots and save Sequinland from a certain doom. With its infectious characters, flirtatious humor, and deliciously outlandish action, Shantae Risky's Revenge offers up all the hair whipping belly dancing action you can handle. Sorry, this sounds like if Bollywood made a video game.
Yeah,
this is how it would
like,
be. And it sounds kind of awesome.
Yeah.
In the way that Charles Barkley
right.
Shut Up and Jam Guy Den is awesome.
Yeah. How many
1,200
to invest on
1,200 Nintendo DSi points, so
$12. That better be a fantastic game if I'm gonna spend that money.
Well, hey, maybe this might pique your interest more. We've got Rummikub.
What is
you ever play Rummikub?
No.
It's like Rummy, right?
Oh, I thought it was.
Yeah.
More like a Rubik's Cube?
No, it's not Rubik's Cube.
I have no idea. So you're the
I swear
you're the man with the fancy
That's one to four players.
Box.
Trust me, this, you want me to, for more than 50 years, players have loved Rummikub for its combinations of tactical thinking, luck, and tense competition. In this new edition of the Nintendo DSiWare service, combine the tiles to create the smartest combinations and play with friends who have their own copy of Rummikub. You can also pit your wits against the computer in single-player mode at various difficulty settings. Collect all medals Rummikub has to offer and become the world champion.
You're
so
right.
Now do you know what Rummikub is?
You're right. I still have no idea what
I think I played Rummikub with the like home board game that's like Gin Rummy, but with tiles.
Weird. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, okay. So WiiWare Racers Island Crazy Racers. 1,000 Wii
dude,
points.
I want Wacky Racers from old back in the day cartoons.
Learning with the Puyus, episode 3.
Episode 3?
Episode 3.
What happened to episode 1 and 2?
They slipped through the cracks.
I'm sorry, where do I find the
this
prequels? Because I need to
catch up.
This is rated
EC, early childhood, 500 Wii points.
Oh.
So,
really, episodes aren't necessary here.
I don't... The instructions are spoken in French, English, or Spanish, depending on the language of sitting your Wii console.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
That's nice.
It's like the Rosetta Stone
For babies.
Of Puyo. I don't know. There's more there. I don't want to read it. Virtual Console. Hey, there's something to download on Virtual Console all of a sudden.
Yeah. Sweet.
Fatal Fury 3, Road to the Final Victory.
Really?
Yeah. It was originally on the Neo Geo. 1 to 2 players.
When does the Wii get Virtual Wii Boy points. Stuff?
Not whenever the Wii can simulate...
3D
brain melting.
Hey, how sweet would that be? 3DS with
just
Virtual Boy
just
download
stock
games.
Stock with all the Virtual Boy games.
Yeah, like you just like install.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it is too.
I would, yeah.
I would buy that stuff.
I would pay
potentially
a very minor amount of money.
Yeah,
for
$5
all of those games.
Maybe at best.
Yeah,
for like Mario Virtual Tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Punch Out. Robot, like Robot Punch Out, something.
Yeah. So, from what I can recall, Fatal Fury 3 is not a good Fatal Fury.
I'm sure it's not. If it's on WiiWare, then it probably is not.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the Wii specialty things.
Just
Wii digital
Fatal Fury.
Yeah, it's all Fatal Fury 3. Okay, so other releases in store stuff. We've got Pokemon Ranger Guardian Signs for Nintendo DS. Man, just get double one over here. Actual Crimes Jack the Ripper for PSP. Castlevania Lords of Shadow. Castlevania Lords of Shadow, PS3 and Xbox 360. Ben 10 Ultimate Alien Cosmic Destruction for PSP and PS3. And Xbox 360.
And Wii, I believe.
And Wii.
And DS.
And PS2.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Yep.
For about as much stuff as they put it out for.
Yep.
Oddly enough, the graphics all look the same.
Besides that, we've got NBA 2K11. Xbox 360, PS3. We've got Def Jam Rap Star for the Wii, Xbox 360, and PS3.
Yeah.
So, yo, do you want a karaoke game that has only rap?
Dude, LL Cool J is in there.
And a video editor.
But no Coolio.
I don't have
it. What is the world coming to at this rap point where LL Cool J beats out Coolio in
a
rap game?
I'm not going to be any help on this one. I got nothing, man. Tupac.
Okay, Tupac is in there.
Never forget.
Tupac's in there.
That's all I know.
No Eminem, though, I don't think.
Biggie Smalls.
Maybe. I think, yeah, maybe.
Snow. Vanilla Ice.
Yep. Got it.
We've got Final Fantasy, The Four Heroes of Light for Nintendo DS.
No interest.
Yep. Enslaved Odyssey to the West. For PS3 and Xbox 360. We've got NBA Jam for the Wii.
Still waiting to hear when the hell those other things are going to come out and what they're going to be priced at.
Yep.
And if it's actually full retail.
Yep.
Allegedly they are.
So I've heard some rumors of it going to have more content than what it was originally supposed to
have.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be this pretty much the same thing as the Wii, but with up-res graphics. And it's supposed to be a retail copy.
Yeah.
By the end of the year.
That's good. That is a good thing. I will buy a value price.
Screw your NBA Elite. I want your NBA Jam.
That's right.
Make that a game.
That's right. Oh, yeah. NBA 2K11 is also on every other freaking platform you could want it on.
Right. Even PC.
Even PC. Do you get your basketball on the PC, on the personal computer?
On occasion, I do.
Do you want to jungle? Do you want to play NBA 2K11 on the jungle?
You know what? Maybe I do. I want to go out and about even better, I would like to NBA Jam it on my jungle.
Wouldn't we all?
I would.
Wouldn't we all, John?
I would really. I just want to be like screaming, he's on fire in the middle of a mall somewhere.
Left 4 Dead 2, The Sacrifice. Xbox 360 and PC.
Oh. Not Mac?
I want to say it is because I thought I bought it, but it's entirely possible I didn't. Mm. I don't know, man. I just bought it.
This is whatever that is.
I just bought it. All right. Way off. We've got Lionheart, King's Crusade for PC. Dragon's Lair Trilogy for the Wii.
Oh, sweet. I've been waiting for that.
And you're just going to have to wait till hear what...
Isn't Dragon's Lair point and click adventure?
Dragon's Lair Trilogy. I don't know what it is. It's that dude, though.
Yeah, the dude with the little...
Who looks mad Disney.
Yeah. Yeah, the cartoony dude.
Yep. Anyway, there's stuff coming out next week that rhymes with Onic that everybody's been waiting for. Hydroponic.
Chronic.
Chronic. Jungle chronic. Yep, it's chronic, John. John, chronic is coming out next week.
Chronic the Hedgehog 4.
That's right. Yep. No, it's actually marijuana is being legalized next week.
Sweet.
You heard it here first. Oh, man. Folks.
Gosh, that would take so
podcast
much.
Podcast is changing.
Changing in ways that can only be beneficial, I'm sure.
Yep. So that's it for our game releases week of whatever, October 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, whatever this week is.
Yeah, that.
Yep. Hey, we got no emails.
No emails.
Surprise, John. We got no emails. People hate us.
I know. I'm trying to spread the love.
Send us an email. Or, you know what? We also have a comment thing, so.
Yeah. Post.
Post a comment on something.
And we can, that I would take that as a sufficient email.
If you would, instead of an email, if you'd like to post a comment on, hey, this episode, we can talk
about it on the next episode.
Yeah, that way everybody can see what you posted if it gets approved, because, you know, we don't want, like, robots, like, posting on sex links to chronic posters and stuff like that. On our site. So it is, you know, you have to have your email attached to it, but do it anyway. You know, write a comment, bossbarrel.com, go to the Boss Barrel Radio tab. You find it there.
Yeah.
You post. That's if you're listening to it there right now, or maybe you're not, or maybe you're not. Maybe you downloaded it.
And you're listening to it on your.
On your portable.
Your Samsung. Thing.
That's right.
Jobby.
Your Samsung Jobby.
Yeah.
On your jungle.
Yeah.
Listening to it on your the jungle right now.
Oh, man.
yeah, so, but, you know, if you want to change things up a bit, you could send us an email to bbr@bossbarrel.com. That's B, the letter B, followed by the letter B, followed by the letter R. Stands for Boss Barrel Radio. And then that's at the little ampersand sign. And it's a shift to bossbarrel.com. If you found bossbarrel.com,
you should be able to find
all you gotta do is put some more little things in front of it. Actually, just four little things in front of it. Just leave off the www dot thing. And then write a thing to us.
There's even a link at the bottom of the website.
Yeah, even if you don't.
Email us.
Yeah. I mean, but I hate clicking on those things because then it always opens up my like.
That's true. But so, it's.
But yeah, whatever.
It's there, damn it.
There are so many options for you to communicate with us. Hell, just send, find me or John and give us a handwritten note.
Yeah.
just write us a note with a question on it. Find us in our daily lives or our places of employment and give it to us. Say, yo,
you talk about this on the podcast.
You talk about this on the podcast. And I will say thank you.
We'll just pretend like it's an email too.
I'll just pretend like, hey, I got this snail mail here, John.
Yeah.
Came in the mail.
Somebody folded something into a paper airplane and threw it at me.
Exactly. It took a little bit. It was near instant though.
But I got it. And
analog mail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody passed a note to me in class and this is what I got.
So go to bossbarrel.com. Go there and you should already be there listening to this anyway, but send us an email. It's just, you know, just say a thing. Ask us a question about anything.
I feel like our section on emails gets bigger and bigger and bigger only because we talk about how you need to send them
really
to
really send
it.
Emails.
If you want to hear us bitch about this less, just send us a email.
I will next episode, if we don't get any emails, I'm going to sit and write an email on air. I'm just going to listen to me writing an email. And you'll have to deal with that, listener.
This is what we're going to turn
this
into.
You're doing this to yourself.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think that's pretty much it. I don't think we got much else here.
I'm good.
And you want to talk more about Castlevania? Is it a bad night to have a curse?
No.
Oh.
No. No. Gabriel's voice actor sounds kind of Scottish.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's got this Scottish theme to it.
Huh.
Yeah. So it's not just Patrick Stewart, random Scottish dude.
Yeah.
I am more impressed with it than I thought I would be.
Good.
And I think you might enjoy it more than you originally anticipated.
Yeah, I'm definitely more interested listening to you talk about it.
I just think the roughest thing for you to get over, kind of like with me, is just going to be the combat system.
Fair. Yeah.
It's a little sluggish at first.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'll give it a try.
Did you get grenades in that game?
Dude, what?
Goblins have grenades and you can pick them up and throw them back at them.
That's crazy talk.
These little goblins will throw grenades at you and you can pick
them. Are they holy?
No.
Do they fit in your hand?
Yes.
Raising eyebrow.
I'm telling you, like, a goblin can throw a grenade at you and you can walk over to the grenade, pick it up and throw it back at the goblin and just watch them explode.
That's neat.
Yeah. Or you can, at some point, like I said, there's a grab function in the game where you can grab a goblin and take his grenade from him and shove it back in his face and watch him explode.
Hmm. Delightful.
Yeah, the game has some interesting brutality in it.
Nice. That's a good thing. We like brutality.
Yeah. It's not too over the top, but it's enough there that it's allowable.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm good.
That's all right, it. Good. I'm good too.
That's all I got to say about that.
You want to talk more about the jungle?
The jungle?
Yeah, the jungle. Let's talk about it right now, John.
Okay.
Right now.
Let's go.
I'm talking about it.
All right.
It has buttons. It
does have buttons.
You know what? I think
it flips open.
Hey, I think we should save it. I think we should table this discussion.
All right.
And we'll have a special podcast about the jungle, as you suggested.
Good golly.
But it's only for emailers.
Yeah.
You email in a question.
And we send you the file.
We send you the jungle episode.
Yeah. There we go. Making this interesting for people.
That's right. You can only listen to half the podcast, and then you can listen to the other half after you send us the email. What do you think about that?
No subscription fees, just effort fees.
That's right. If you deliver, then we'll deliver. Gotta meet us halfway here.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, well, I guess we're gonna say goodbye.
Okay.
Okay. Stay tuned for that jungle episode.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Be the boss, John.
Yeah.